Steve and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about why the Land Academy Advanced Group is free. The Land Academy Advanced Group
is free.
Is a group of knuckleheads. I think there's about 12 to 15 of us-ish. That we have chosen because they've been with us for a long time. Some of them have been with us only a very short amount of time, but we can see because they pull data through our prescription, through our subscription, how much mail they're pulling, how much they're using offers2owners.com.
Don't give too much away.
Really?
Yeah, for the meat of the show.
Oh, so, I mean, we don't choose them. They choose themselves, okay. Just based on their activities. That's my point. But they're just constantly outperforming each other. We all are. And there's a special call. So we'll explain about why it's free and what the whole point is, in the meat of the show. But we have an advanced group, and it's like 15 of us. And it's a pleasure for me to be involved in that group.
Well, let's save it for the show.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Alan wrote, I'm working on my next mailer, and I noticed that at the end of about 500 of the legal descriptions, it says potential additional tax liability. For example, township, rainship, tract, blah, 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 acres 35.14, potential additional tax liability.
That's what he's talking about, that sentence at the end.
That sentence at the end.
Potential additional tax liability.
Besides the obvious, this could mean just about anything. Barring unproductive call to the county, has anyone come across this before? Did you still mail those parcels? I saw it when I was spot checking my mail merge, and it made the legal description on the purchase agreement look kind of off. For now, I use the Find and Replace tool to delete that at the end of the descriptions. Just curious if anyone has seen this before.
So he means he's deleting the that sentence off of the legal description in the mailer, in the offer, not in the deed.
Right.
You don't want to do that in the deed. Here's the thing. This is a borderline PhD level question. And in your career as a land investor or a real estate investor, when you're doing mailers and doing research, this is how I spend almost all of my week. You're going to come up with stuff in legal descriptions that shocks you.
Yeah.
And it's never going to end.
It's true.
I've been doing this for 30 years.
It's true.
Here's an example. I'm buying a bunch of property in Maricopa County right now, Arizona. And every single one of the legal descriptions, I had this exact experience. At the end of the legal description, it says MCR, capital MCR, and then some number like 338/142. And so I first gasped. I'm like, I thought it was a undivided interest.
Mm-hmm.
And you can imagine. So I'm on Google. I'm trying to figure this out. Should I buy this property? Shouldn't I? Yeah.
Is it Maricopa County Recorder and like the document number or something?
I should have just called you. How did you know that?
It took me 2 seconds to figure it out. I'm good at this stuff.
I spent like 4 hours on this.
I'm sorry. I'm good at that stuff.
Seriously? You never saw it before?
I've read so many. I've not seen it, but that was just my guess.
That's exactly what it was.
Okay.
So fortunately, the result of that was a positive ending for me. Here's a real negative ending, tragic ending to the story. Another story. In Kern County, California, there's a lot of ending in the legal description that says UND and then a number like 3/22. That's an undivided interest, and you own, that percentage of that property. That's terrible. It's wrecking real estate values all over Kern County.
3/22 of this property, of this 200 acres.
So they long since have corrected. That's a very old legal description. We see it once in a while, and certainly don't send mail out anymore. But there's no way you can just keep track of all these. What you have to do is just come up with a little system. Apparently, you just have to ask your partner first. They might know.
I get into those. I really do. You know what it is? For me, it's like a puzzle. It's like when I way before we had Parcel Fact, and I really had to read the legal description backwards and find the property. That was like a puzzle for me. I had fun. I enjoy that, so I get into them. I've seen some crazy ones too, but this exact thing doesn't worry me at all, because you know what? Every property is subject to potential additional tax whatever. You check with the back taxes.
It's worth a call.
So that's what ends up happening.
And here's a big picture point.
It's like a duh.
What ends up happening is every once in a while, counties, they elect the new people. They elect a new assessor, or somebody new comes in, out with the old, in with the new, and they get these crazy ideas, and they implement stuff, which is good, you know. They implement new things based on new technology, and so somewhere along the line, somebody decided that to add that sentence to a bunch of legal descriptions, if not all of them in the whole county, and so now you just have to deal with it.
I'd mail them anyway. Doesn't mean anything.
I would find out.
So you know what it means to me, and I'm curious, we'll find out, but to me it just sounds like it's a little bit of a buyer beware clause, because when you're buying a property, you are assuming the property in its current condition back taxes and all. So for me, it sounds like the assessor, yeah, somebody was adding a little thing on there, just making sure in the legal description, you know, you're buying this whole property also with ever what a back taxes are attached to it, which is true. Yeah.
What it means to me is, it's redundant. When you buy any piece of property, you're usually buying it for more than the person did before you.
Right.
So it's subject to new taxes and new assessment. That's just the way it is.
Right.
So it's, you know,
a buyer, you know, you just need
I would check, but it doesn't concern me at all. Exactly. And there's always weird stuff in legal descriptions that's funny.
No, I totally, by the way, that was not fake. I really just guessed what the MCR awesome was. Joe. Sorry.
It makes me attracted to you.
Thank you.
Today's topic, why the Land Academy Advanced Group is free.
You know, go ahead, I'm sorry.
This is the meat of the show.
I was going to reciprocate. Do you know what's hot for me?
What?
Picking a hot county is hot for me.
Oh my gosh.
Seriously, you come in, the deals that sometimes the things you send out and it comes back and I'm like, we're buying what for what? Like, because I don't see it in the pre-stage. I just see it the phone's ringing stage. Like, hi, I got your offer to buy X for Y. And I'm like, hello, all right. Boy, he went in hot here, and it worked.
Yep.
So that's attractive.
We all have this. Yeah, it has to be, I guess.
Yeah.
We all have something that we bring to the table. That's actually what this topic's about. Mm-hmm. We all have some quirky thing that we're just good at for some reason, and we don't know why. And that just happens to be mine, I guess. I don't know.
So here's my thoughts on the advanced group. So why is the Land Academy Advanced Group free is our topic. My notes are, this our weekly advanced group is really, there's some things that we do together, little perks like special days on our live event shows and things like that, that's just for them and that are also free. But we always get together every Thursday at 1 o'clock, and it's nothing more but a weekly chat for me with like-minded individuals, is how I see it. They are also full-time investors. And it's our time to brainstorm and create new deals and new partnerships.
That's what this is all about, is doing deals with people. Everybody in that group brings something crazy to the table.
Right.
In a lot of cases, it's just doing a lot of deals. They're just impressive. Like, even Jill and I were like, wow. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe it's not the sheer volume, but it's the types of deals. They're a little bit different than the ones that we do. Maybe it's an incredible flair for marketing. Mm-hmm. A couple guys in the group have that. You know, almost all of them came to Land Academy itself with other businesses already that they're either currently operating in addition to this or... Right. Or they sold them. In some cases, even one guy's, I think, owned a couple of restaurants and sold them, which is really off target here, but off target for what you know, this type of business.
You wouldn't think that it would relate.
But he understands staffing, he understands marketing, and, you know, it's all that same stuff. Mm-hmm. So why is it free? The real point is, I think what Jill just said, I spaced out there for a second because I was thinking about something else, but I think what you said is... I think what you said is we're here to do deals with people.
Yeah.
And that's what we do. That's what that group is for. It's for us to do deals with some of our advanced members who express a huge interest in it, or they do deals with each other. Mm-hmm. They have some of them have full blown, like they became partners like we're partners. Mm-hmm. They just work together in different parts of the country. That's what this is all about. That's why it's free. Why would we charge for that?
Right. I'm excited, they're coming a day earlier. for our live event coming up on the first weekend of October here in LA, and we're gonna have a whole little closed door session with just them and us. It's gonna be awesome.
People, at least once a week, a question gets to me like, how do I become a part of the advanced group? And I send it back to our customer service people, but the standard answer for me is, and I don't know how they answer it, but I answer it like this. You know, we don't choose you. You choose yourself. Sure. By how many deals you're doing, what you bring to the table, how
data
much mail
you're pulling and mail.
How much data you're pulling, how much mail you're sending out, and how involved you are in the regular Land Academy Thursday call. Mm-hmm. You know, and the types of questions that you're asking us on that call. You know, it's not, we don't choose you. It's just like glaringly apparent that you're taking this seriously, making tons of money, hopefully in your case, making more money than we do. And it's that simple. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody wins. For the life of me, I don't know why we would charge for that. There's other educational environments out there that like punish you for being successful.
They
charge you $50,000 or something to be involved in this what they call a mastermind group, which I guess that's what that advanced group is. But these cute little words
didn't even dawn on me.
These cute little words really just annoy me sometimes, like mastermind and guru and all. Come on,
exactly.
We're real estate investors that, and we believe for whatever reason that we're better together, not apart. In fact, some of the people in the advanced group just lurk. They're not really involved, but we can see how much data they're pulling.
And they learn.
Yeah.
They're learning new techniques, learning what we're doing over here. Maybe they are doing deals. They are. I know some of them are doing, they're doing deals on the side.
I bet
it's great.
We know
I love it.
30% of what's really going on. I bet there's so much amazing stuff going on.
I'm sure you're right.
I bet maybe, what?
No, it's good in a positive way.
It's a great way.
No,
it's
I love great. It. That's the whole point here.
It is.
That's it.
It's not about us.
No.
At all.
No, and I've said that, you know, that's what Land Academy is. We want to, we're here teaching people to be solid investors in the hopes that, which we are, we all do bigger and better deals together. So,
exactly.
And someday we'll do stuff together, someday we'll, you hook up with that guy, whatever it is, you need us for one little thing, we can all benefit, great, love it.
Exactly. Join us next time for another interesting episode.
And we answer your questions posted on our online investors found at land investors, excuse me, found in our online community found at landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
It's pretty fun, actually. I love, you know what I love? One of the best things I love about our tight little group here, and it didn't even dawn on me until you said it, that other organizations, not even in our world, but people that have communities and things that they do stuff together like this and they educate and whatever, they always seem to charge these advanced groups. And that to me is that's the wrong direction.
That's what I think.
You should be going. You should be giving more to these people because you want them to do better and, you know, and everything just grows. It's so funny.
Yeah.
But what was I going to say about that? Oh, our group. It's nice because we've developed these relationships with people that we can all bounce things off of on the side. We know what areas each person's kind of really been a pro in this area or this state or in this situation. And we are all so tight and close and trusting that we can say, hey, can you look at this deal? Tell me, am I missing something here? I'm about to sink a lot of money in it.
Yeah.
And I know you know this area better than I do. What do you think? And by the way, do you want in on this? Because I know you know it better than I do. That's the stuff that really goes on, and that is huge for all of us.
Or, you know, here's a working example. One guy in our group's got a client that he can't satisfy.
Right.
This guy wants to buy so much property in a very urban area, and he reached out to Jill and I to help because we've got people answering our phones and acquisition people all set up and staffed up and ready to really manage, you know, to satisfy this guy's just, they're buying, they have tons and tons of money behind them.
Right.
So we're helping each other.
Yep.
It's not costing each other a dollar.
Exactly.
And we're partnering the stuff 50-50.
Exactly. That's the value.
Land Academy Show remains commercial free for you, our loyal listener.
So wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill.
Who is that?
What happened?
I did. Let's do it again. Ready? I don't know.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration.
to buy undervalued property.
It's
yeah, blindsided.
Friday.
There.
It's Friday. I'm like out of it. That's what's going on. Happy Friday.